Artificial intelligence is sometimes referred to as the new oil and is seen as one of the main drives of economic growth in the years to come. For the Czech Republic, the most industrialized of all European Union countries, there are clearly a lot of challenges, as one of the main elements of the so-called AI revolution will be the increased use of robots and machines effectively learning on the job and from each other. Chris Johnson has more.
Artificial intelligence and its threats and challenges were the subject of a Prague conference featuring the Czech European Commissioner, Věra Jourová, top Czech government officials, European experts, lawyers and academics. They appear at the moment to be grappling with a still wide and not totally defined concept, which, among many other things, embraces the processing of big data and machine learning from their experience and each other, as well as a big helping of automation and the use of robots. Many of the early predictions about AI tended to be on the alarmist side, stressing the hundreds of thousands of jobs that could be lost, and that was the case for the Czech Republic as well. More recent forecasts tend to be more upbeat, though the optimism is based on many workers adjusting to a new work environment, getting new training and changes in the education system. One such study out in the last 2 months from the consultancy Deloitte estimates that around 51% of such jobs in the Czech Republic are likely to be lost or radically transformed by automation. 21% are seen as facing a medium risk and 28% low risk as a result of the trend. Farming is one area where automation is seen making major strides, with combine harvesters, for example, operating without humans. The shelves of stores could be filled by robots and goods transported to shops and factories by automatic driverless trucks. Waiters in restaurants could be increasingly replaced by automated machines, and more close and personal, even journalists could be replaced by data crunching and word-skilled machines. But while some jobs disappear, many other opportunities will open up, according to some analysts. And the big plus for the overall economy is seen as much faster advance in productivity and overall economic growth. The Deloitte study predicts what could be seen as the next industrial revolution paying off, with a high level of economic growth over the next 16 years, averaging out at around 3.9% a year. That's around the top level of Czech economic growth over the past two decades. As a result, the whole Czech economy could advance by about twice the rate that would otherwise be the case without the widespread use of robots and the other AI applications. In the optimistic scenario, Marek Skorepa, one of the participants in the Prague conference and an economist with Česká spořitelna, said a key issue in the future would be whether the companies that see their profits grow in the Czech Republic will reinvest their income locally or send it back to their often foreign-based parent companies. If that's the case, should the government step in with special taxes? That's a particularly poignant question in the Czech Republic, given the number of foreign-owned companies across the economy. Two of the building blocks of AI are the massive volumes of data now being generated by computers and programs everywhere, and the correspondingly boosted capacity to make sense of that data through new algorithms. That volume of data and accompanying processing capacity is described as the new oil. But Europe as a whole appears to be in poor position to mine the new source of wealth compared with the United States and China. They're reckoned to be streets ahead of the EU in terms of their data ownership and crunching potential. According to the European Union's own figures, it has just 4% of global data being stored in the group of 28, and the EU was widely believed to have shot itself in the foot when it came up with tough new data protection rules, commonly known by the acronym GDPR, which gave better protection to individuals at the expense of corporate users. But in the light of the Facebook Cambridge Analytics scandal about the abuse of data, Czech Commissioner Věra Jourová now says the EU stance on data protection, which she helped draft and pass, could prove a positive.
The European path means respect for individual rights and also means that we will react to a whole range of ethical questions connected with this. There is, for example, the question whether Europe should aid the development and use of artificial intelligence in the defense and military fields. There is still a question mark there. There is also the question about how far Europe's linguistic diversity, I think 24 languages in all, will be a serious break on us compared with the United States and China.
And she believes the Facebook scandal is just the start of similar privacy scandals that might tip the data balance in favour of the European Union.
In my opinion, what happened with Facebook is just the tip of an iceberg and that things have to be cleaned up. GDPR will help us to do that. You have perhaps heard that GDPR is a monster that will have an impact everywhere, but that's not the case. I have repeatedly said that common sense and reason is needed here, including in the imposition of sanctions.
In the local context, Secretary of State for European Affairs, Aleš Chmelár, was perhaps somewhat blunt in admitting that the Czech capacity for being an AI superpower is zero, given the limited ability to draw on and process large volumes of data.
AI and everything associated with it, such as algorithms and machine learning, is linked to the massive use of big data. Big data, when you're not a big state and without a certain cooperation of policymakers and sustained participation of the state administration, is very problematic and perhaps almost impossible. This happens in the United States, which in a certain sense is not so good for us, and in China with the cooperation between the state and the private sector. That's something which a country of 10 million people simply can't do.
The Minister for European Affairs sees a rather opportunity for the Czech Republic and Czech companies in participation in much bigger continent-wide projects.
Security is one logical area where AI should play a role. I should say, though, that developing a major project and product using AI on a global level is as demanding as creating a company to build a new civil or military aircraft. If you're not acting on a continental level, you simply can't be competitive. I think that artificial intelligence is even more complicated and complex than building a new large aircraft. And it's fundamental what the big civil aircraft companies like Airbus and Boeing get in terms of the state support offered.
In spite of this, Chmelár says the Czech government is preparing a so-called policy or white paper charting the opportunities of AI for industry, the country as a whole, and what role the state can play in the overall development. Michal Pachoček, the head of computing facility at the Czech Technical University, though does see a chance for the Czech Republic where the auto sector is responsible for around 10% of economic output for developing its AI capacities there, along with neighbouring countries and regions.
The Czech Republic, Slovakia and Bavaria are auto production powers. But investment in the Czech Republic in artificial intelligence in the auto sector has largely stalled. I would count on AI and the auto sector being one winning card for the Czech Republic.
He says other promising areas are cybersecurity, intelligent households, defence and the space sector, and healthcare. He also believes that Prague could fairly easily establish itself as a centre for artificial intelligence by attracting not just exiled Czech researchers to return home with their talent, but also Slovaks, Hungarians and Poles. The selling point would be the Czech capital's general attractiveness and quality of life. That could also hold true for US researchers as well. One of the pluses could be that such researchers are often behind innovative startups, which can provide a substantial boost for the whole economy. While many are looking forward to the benefits of AI and robotics in the near future, for some parts of Czech industry, it cannot come soon enough and relieve the ongoing struggle to fill job vacancies in an economy where there are more open positions than people to fill them. Milena Jabrková is vice president of the Czech Industry Association.
From part of employers, I think we are looking forward to AI and robotics, because today we have 200,000, more than 200,000 unfilled positions, and this OECD study also says that in 15 years, 400,000 people will disappear from the labor market due to aging, and our friends in trade unions now propose to decrease working time. So we have serious problems really to deliver what we promised to deliver.
She complains, though, that the Czech political scene has not yet really woken up to the AI challenges and opportunities, and that this is the main obstacle to getting preparations on track.